Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Pardonable Podcast. It is episode 55. We made it to 55. I'm not even sure if I should write that number down. Is that like a significant thing? Probably not. Who cares? Anyway, episode 55. I'm back with an interview. But before I go into my guest this week, if you like this podcast and you like this podcast, greatest podcast ever, you can support me and what I'm doing over here by going to PardonWillMerch.com. Let me show you what it looks like. Boom. PardonWillMerch.com. I've got pretty much just t-shirts, stuff I do. But specifically what I got going on, since I don't know if you know this, Loki Season 2 has come out. If you go to PardonWillMerch.com, you can click on any one of these three. It's just three on here so far. I'm not going to add any more, but let's click on this one. You can check out my new design Throg shirt. Now, this is one of a kind. That's my art on there. Check that out. And you won't find this at Target or Walmart or Louis Vuitton. Neither one of those places sell this t-shirt. You can only get it at PardonWillMerch.com. So if you're like, I love that shirt. I want to be the only cool kid in my town. That's how you do it. You go there, buy a t-shirt, support the podcast, all that great jazz. Let's be honest. Supporting podcasts can be difficult sometimes. It's hard out there. It's hard out there for a pimp. And it's hard out there for all of us, pretty much. And so if you can't buy a t-shirt, what you can do is just like and subscribe. And that supports the podcast too. And I'm totally cool with that. I'll buy all the t-shirts. I pretty much just put them up there so I can buy them and wear them myself. Speaking of which, it should be coming in the mail. So I'll actually have that Loki shirt. You can see it in real time. In the background, maybe I'll wear it. Oh my god, maybe I'll wear it for a podcast. That sounds like good branding. Anyway, speaking of dystopian futures, the ones we're living in now, not so much future, present day dystopian futures. My guest is a writer, he's an author, he's a musician, an entrepreneur, and a fellow podcaster, and he's also a really great friend. And so, I want to introduce you to my good friend, and recurring guest, Mr. Jeff Pitcher.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's up, dude?
Oh, nothing. Sorry, it just got darker over here. Shannon's grabbing a better light than the one we have up above me, so.
That's fine. No one else could see that except for me. I was like, I'm going to have to extend this intro a little bit because he's running around.
Sorry.
And so I was like, no, it's good. I should probably talk slower. My last podcast, I ranted for an hour.
You?
Oh, I know, right?
That's wait, was it like about Ahsoka?
It was.
Add that to the outline. We need to talk about it.
Oh, we will. It's written down. Oh, we're going to get there. But I had a buddy of mine who was like, are you all right, dude? Did you like crush a Red Bull? I was like, no, it was late at night and I was delirious with, I was so tired. And then I was like, you know, I wasn't even that, like, I was upset. I was like, whatever, but it's a TV show. Why would I get that upset about it? Okay. Until I started to talk about it. And the more I talked about it, the more pissed I got.
I'm just going to make a note that you said it's just a TV show.
It's just a TV show.
David said it's just a TV show.
Whatever. It is just. You know what? I'm not even sure I categorize that series as a TV show.
Why?
Womp, womp. I was super disappointed.
All right. We're talking about Ahsoka right now, I guess.
Do you want to do it?
Let's just dive right in.
Here we go. So okay. You didn't see my last podcast, did you?
I didn't watch it because I didn't want it to get spoiled for me. So,
have you seen all of Ahsoka yet?
I just finished it today.
Oh, very nice. Okay. All right. So everyone can go and hear my thoughts about it, which they should, and then like that YouTube video too. This whole episode.
Like, comment, it's like, Jeff, subscribe.
Jeff, will you come on my podcast just so I can promote myself on my own podcast?
Well, I'm going to promote yourself on my podcast.
Exactly.
Too.
It's
I don't
give and take.
Actually, I don't actually have one. Well, I do, but it's not like
YouTube.
That.
We're going to get, man, so they can find out. I want to know your theory, what you thought about the whole thing, the whole from A to Z.
Okay. So just like She-Hulk.
Oh, God. Dude, I brought that up, too. I can't
and
not
just
bring
just like
She-Hulk.
Ms. Marvel.
I
this show was not made for me, and it wasn't made for you.
Garbage.
No, garbage. No. We are men. Garbage. We are men in our late 30s. How old are you?
Yeah, late 30s.
Yeah. Hang on,
38?
I'm gonna
yeah,
reach
I'm 38.
For you can come around back this way if you want. Okay. This is a mess. I'm being really unprofessional here.
You're on my podcast. There's no professional.
Yeah, it's true. These are USB. Can my computer power these, you think? We're gonna do an experiment.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm all about that. What you got?
I am seeing if my computer can power these light bulbs.
Oh, rad.
Too much.
You just whited yourself out into oblivion, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. You just airbrushed yourself.
Yeah, give me a minute, man. Come on.
Is that a ring light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bus powered and it's got this cute little remote.
You have the same one I have.
It's wonderful, dude. Yours looks better than mine.
I don't know, it's
just the video quality. Thank you, yeah. Shannon. Good night.
That worked out well. Thank you, Shannon.
He says thank you. I can't wait for you guys to meet. It's going to be a blast.
Well, have her sit down. We'll do the podcast. Let's go.
She's going to bed.
Only if she hates Ahsoka as much as I do. Now.
No, I think. Okay, so they don't watch Star Wars the way I do.
Okay. That's fine. All right, so tell me. So you think it wasn't? Who was it made for? Is it like Wool's only made for people who liked Rebels and Clone Wars?
It was made for teenage girls.
Bull.
It was Rosario Dawson. I don't remember the rest of the people in the show, but the three leads were Rosario Dawson and two other people younger than Rosario, and then yet even younger. So it was a show, maybe not just for girls, but for kids, like Star Wars always was. But it was more designed for people of the feminine persuasion because that's what they're trying to get to. It's a good move on Disney's part. It's the same thing they did with She-Hulk. She-Hulk wasn't like meant for me, but I loved the show anyway.
You loved She-Hulk?
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was genius.
All right, I'm kicking you right off to the side. All right, so maybe this is where me and you separate completely. Yeah, maybe. Maybe the future is feminine, but that is exactly why Star Wars sucks. Stop it. Disney needs to stop it now. Go right back to like the teenage boys who buy all the toys and are like,
nah, man.
I may be 25, but I'm still building Legos over here. That's your audience. Stick with them. Sky's the limit. No, I loved Ahsoka all the way up to the very end. And so maybe I am a teenage girl at heart. That just might be my thing.
Well,
I loved it. I thought it was great.
See, if you can look at it from the perspective of a younger person and not someone who was burned horribly by the prequel trilogy.
Maybe.
If you think about it from that perspective, you can kind of see what they were going for. You're seeing a younger... Remember how like people didn't like Rey because she was like overpowered and there was that kind of thing?
Yeah.
You got... Who's the young Mandalorian girl?
Sabine
yeah. is the flawed version of Rey. Like, that was a good move on Disney's part. They gave us a more believable younger female protagonist. Super cute with the hair, too. I think she looked great.
But what the thing you're focusing on is, like, these are the characters you're supposed to, you know... The storyline at the end blew, dude.
I'm talking about the concept of the show right now.
Oh.
So, the concept of the show
Well, then I like the concept.
Solid.
I went all
the
way
meta
through.
Part of the show was good. Like, they're trying to broaden their horizon by increasing their audience. They also gave us Boba Fett, which I didn't care, but I didn't like Book of Boba Fett.
I didn't like Book of Boba Fett. I love Boba Fett though. You can have both.
Yeah, you can have both. I did love when Cad Bane showed up. That was just
That's
perfect.
But that's
Cad Bane
my
is
point.
Villain hot. He's like. Perfect. He's perfect.
He is a good villain.
Yeah.
But that's my point exactly right there. You can love. I loved Ahsoka. I loved Sabine. I loved all the characters. The writing, though, which was, you agreed. The writing, and even I did a whole episode just over episode 5 where she's in the world between worlds and she does all the fly. I thought that was the most amazing. I was like, this is good. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, right after that. And I knew it. I knew it was coming because they shoved so much garbage, space, and slowness in the beginning to. "Quote unquote build character," which we didn't technically need. If they wanted to solve it, dude. If they wanted to solve it, they could have just added 2 more episodes and just extended it a little bit more. They shoved so much stuff in the end, and then they did it poorly. And if they wanted to put that much stuff in the end, Jason Bourne it, a Michael Bay explosions, things nonstop go after. But they ruined it, dude.
That's not why I watch Star Wars. I don't watch Star Wars for the space battles. I watch it for the high concept samurai world building. I don't really do that.
And the third wave feminist message behind it, apparently. I see what you watch that for.
Yeah, why not? So I will say the dialogue was a little bit boring for me because I kind of know the lore, but I didn't watch the cartoons.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm so they, hey, number one, thank you for calling them cartoons, because that's exactly what they are.
They are cartoons. I've seen them, cartoons. But like I was like, I don't think I can get into this, because the characters don't learn the mistakes fast enough.
That I get. That's for kids. Hey, for kids. I'm not into it.
They took those characters from the cartoon that didn't learn from their mistakes quick enough. They put them into a real world environment where they have to learn for their mistakes, and there are actual stakes for the characters. That is something you can't get in the cartoons the way they're written. But here's my problem.
Okay. Yeah, what you got?
Everybody talks too much. Oh, everybody exposits the entire time.
That's so funny, because I was like, they're missing so much dialogue. That was really? One of my points.
I feel like the dialogue was exposition. So the only character that I felt dialogue was good was Balin Skull. But even he said too much, and he didn't have very many lines.
Yeah.
But when they're not sure if the, I don't know what the device is called, the Sith Wayfinder, effectively, Chiss.
Garmin, Star Wars Garmin.
Oh, his name isn't Chiss, it's Thrawn. He is a Chiss, that's right. Yeah. The witch there, Morgan, she says, have faith. And he goes, faith? I lost that a long time ago. I'm like, yeah, dude, we fucking know.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to say that to Morgan. She also already knows that. That was a line that the audience didn't even need. That is wasted dialogue. And it would have been better if he just stayed silent.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good point.
That actor, Ray Alexander, is that who it is?
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Great choice. It sucks that he passed right after they were done.
It actually sucks, because I was like, I don't ever seen this guy in anything before either. And I'm sure he's a great actor.
He's wonderful. I loved him. But
I'm glad that was your, because all the dialogue, you're like, they could have cut this. I think they just botched Ezra off the bat with his dialogue. I thought his dialogue was complete garbage.
I feel like he's playing the character too young for someone who's been stranded out there among the turtle Ewoks.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You call them turtle? I call them Ninja Turtles.
But they're just they serve the same purpose as the Ewoks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
yeah. And there was so many, but I mean, I can't go on an hour long rant. But that was one. Okay, here's one of the dialogues that threw me off. So they're flying, and everyone who's listened to the other podcasts and listened, the two people who listened to
everybody
both
just
podcasts,
turned this off because they already heard it.
Yeah, but the thing that threw me off that made me really, I mean, there's so many things made me irritated. But when they're like, Thrawn's about to take off, and they're like, all right, let's hover above these Ninja Turtle snail mobiles and caravan it at 3 miles an hour. And you're like, why? What's and all that? And this is
seems
what I
like
said
there
the
might
podcast.
Have been a problem in editing. Like maybe something was just a little
I
out of
the
order.
Same thing. And I was like, all they had to do. I was like, number one, why are they even here? Why are they going with them? All they had to do is have like, all right, we got to get Thrawn. And all they had to do is have Ezra go, well, what about my friends? And like, okay. And
they live on that planet. More. They weren't outcast there. They're from that planet.
I get it, but there's he could have been like, there's raiders everywhere. What about my friends? Let's bring them too. But then they would have been like, well, everyone get on the ship. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, let's let the white people steal people from their like their planet. That's a great idea.
Dude, see, I would write Star Wars and it would be realistic. At least
I say white people. It's actually a pretty diverse cast, so good on Disney.
Well, the Empire is a totally different part.
Ah. Okay. Here's something about the Empire that I think we lost in the First Order. I haven't talked about this.
Yeah, okay.
The Empire was like the SS. Like they're like Nazi Germany.
Okay, yeah.
You'll notice there are no women or anyone of color. It's all white men in the Empire.
I don't know, cuz did you watch Andor?
Yes, I'm talking the movies in the 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So in the original trilogy, it was and there were no aliens either.
Well, that's money.
No. That was written into canon.
Oh, for real?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Or at least in the legends, in the books. Yeah. So they, like, the Human League was this, like, organization that, like, showed up somewhere in the books, and they were, like, a super, like, xenophobic, racist species.
Gotcha.
Or group of people that were, like, we are, the future is human. And, like, it was, and that was kind of, I think, born out of prejudice from the Empire, I think is kind of how that happened. Because, yeah, the Empire loves exterminating people.
That is true. En masse. By planning.
Exactly, yeah. So, that's one of the
things. Although Alderaan was kind of super white, so they're like, you know what?
Yeah, but they were...
Too many white people here.
That was a political statement, though.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, destroying... We're not going to talk about Space Game of Thrones without talking about the political moves.
True.
So, no, I get it. Thrawn being a Chiss is a wild thing because he's an alien. He's not a human, but he's like the guy in the Empire. Yeah. And that's kind of a wild thing that he was able to go that far in such a racist organization. That's how effective he was as a commander.
Interesting.
So he has a lot more depth than a lot of normies like think about. You know what I mean?
Do you think if being this is the 70s movies and the Empire is like the SS and they're like, we are the white commanders. Do you think anybody's like, dude, Darth Vader does not sound white?
Well, that was the robotics of the voice, though, because Hayden Christensen is super
that
white.
That was a good joke. You know it.
It was a great joke. It was the obvious joke, though.
I did write that down. No, I'm just playing. I didn't write that.
I don't mind seeing Hayden Christensen in the show. I thought I would hate it. Don't mind.
No, great. Loved it. I love it.
He learned how to act or just had a little bit better dialogue. The dialogue was still better than the prequels. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, they didn't. I don't chalk that up to him. I chalked it up to the writers. Yeah. Like, you can tell
Lucas,
the writers.
I think Lucas was directing those two, right? The prequels? I don't know
if he's really good at writing dialogue.
He's good at world building.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about writing dialogue, you know.
Absolutely not. Kasdan was, I think, his writer, right? Lawrence Kasdan? Empire, at least. So, like, he might have been in charge of dialogue.
Somebody should have, like, read that and was like, I've got a bad feeling about this.
That was a good joke.
That was a good joke. Good. Okay.
Okay, so the show itself was fine. Like, I liked the show. The end, I wanted something more. They were missing, like, the big defeat right before the final act, where everybody coalesces and, like, there's victory, even if it's a tainted victory.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking the same. I actually didn't say this on my last podcast, but they left off without A New Hope or a Return of the Jedi or an Empire Strikes Back, where it was like, we all got our butts kicked and now we have to figure, we didn't get any, either one of those. It was like a weird, we lost, but did we?
So here's my thought. I don't know what planet that was, like how significant it was.
Which one? Peridia?
Pretty, is that where they were?
Apparently it was super significant because it's the only planet they visited in the whole galaxy.
So, well, they go to Dathomir at the very end.
That's in back in a regular galaxy, though.
Oh, yeah. This is the only place they went in the galaxy, the new one, yeah.
Yeah, so, I ranted like 40 minutes about just that.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Now, we have Baylan, who like will be played by somebody else. We have Kati. Who is like the girl I wasn't allowed to hang out with in high school?
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's fair.
And you have Ahsoka and you have Sabine on this planet.
Yeah.
Still, and there might, what are they going to do? Give us stupid border wars or like work together and cross each other? Like that's way too derivative, and I hope that's not what they do. I want Baylan to come back. Or at least be like a gray Jedi at the end.
Well, I think so this, I don't know if you know, so there's a little bit of research, and this is what I heard, that Peridia, where he's standing, because those statues, my wife had to, Kayla told me all about this because she watched all the Clone Wars. She was like, those are like the gods who are the Force. And so basically what they're leading up to is Peridia is the origin of the actual Force.
I was going to say, if they and do so, the Valley of the Jedi kind of thing from the Jedi Knight games, I would be all about that.
And so I think what they're going to do is probably it's going to be a hunt who gets to the Force core the first.
I would watch that season. I would like that.
I hope they do a good job with that. At least they could have alluded to that, you know, in the series, because even at the end my top complaint was the fact that like, all right, so everyone left, we were really worried about Thrawn getting back to our galaxy and straight, and we're just like, I guess this is our home now.
What's
like,
the cargo?
I don't know. No, who cares? That's how bad the writing was, Jeff.
No, that's how
bad the writing was.
So here's what I think, and this is what I hope for. Did you play the Jedi Knight games?
No.
Okay.
I didn't play them.
Let's just say, okay, in the Jedi Knight games, Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight, you have to find the Valley of the Jedi. That's like what you have to do, and that's where the big showdown is, and that's like the origin of the Jedi. So maybe the origin of the Force, but you need to find a map to get there. So that's kind of a dynamic they're already playing.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to pull from that.
I would love it if they, because they're never going to reference Kyle Katarn, the character, because he was the guy. He's the guy. No, he's the guy who stole the Death Star plans. They've already done that story.
So
they can't do that side of it, but, or his, I guess his dad did or something, but no, he did it and he became a Jedi. It's fine. So I would love if that's the route they go. We're like, yeah, we need to find the Valley of the Jedi. And maybe it's not on that planet. Maybe it's on another planet in the system. So we get to explore.
God, that's all I want.
But then you just watch Star Trek. So I got you.
I might just have to watch Star Trek. You know what? Star Trek's writing is probably better than what I just saw.
I would say definitely watch Strange New Worlds. It's the closest thing to original Trek that has been out in a while.
You know what? For a favor, I'm going to write down on my calendar to sit down and watch Star Trek. Let me turn to 2026.
Oh, wow.
I'm just playing. That's when I'll break down.
It's good, and the casting is good. Yeah. Also, their cartoon, The Lower Decks, is perfect.
I'm never going to watch a cartoon.
It's like Rick and Morty.
Then I might watch it, actually. Yeah, that's like the only cartoon I'll watch.
It's Rick and Morty, but in the Star Trek universe. And it's like funny, and you don't need to get all the in-jokes. So it's a good move. I, of course, do, because I famously love Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I give the show like a 7 out of 10.
Okay. Up to episode 5, I was right at like an 8.5. And then the last two episodes, it just dropped it down to about a 5.
Yeah.
Like I said, I wasn't super mad until I started to talk about it. I was like, oh my God, I am really bitter about this. And then I started to think about it more. I was like, this really was garbage. And then it just went downhill from there.
Yeah. I wish they even just gave us a little leading, like, this is what they might do next season. That's even if it was a subversion.
Just something. And that's what I thought we were going to get. Like, at first I was like, they got to get off this planet. And
I got one more beef with this. Sorry.
I've got like 17 more beefs. You want to do them all?
This is really annoying for me to do, because like I feel annoying saying it, but I'm going to do it. All right.
I'm annoyed listening to it.
The battle above the planet, right? So there would have been so much evidence there.
Yeah.
Like, not the planet they end up at, but the planet they find the map at.
Yeah. Okay.
Huge battle there. So much evidence. There's space wreckage up there. There's damage to ships. There's missing people. Like two X-wings crashed. I think we lost two X-wings.
What planet are you talking about?
Where they were building the light speed carrier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one.
Yeah. So there were two X-wings went down. Like, there's all this evidence of a battle taking place there. And like, do they not have the ability to find out that someone went to hyperspace here and they had a tracker on the ship?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I didn't even think about that, but I'm adding that to my list of grievances too.
So you can build it into the world where you're like, bureaucracy sucks. We saw that in Mandalorian. So like, maybe that's just more evidence of it.
Well,
which is why Thrawn is going to wipe the floor, and the cargo he's taking are reborn. Do you know what those are?
No, I don't know what those are.
They're stormtroopers that are trained to use the Force and use lightsabers.
All right, I dig this. Artificially
generated Jedi from the Valley of the Jedi.
Super cool if they would actually have been like, wink, wink. But instead, we're like, we got to load this cargo, and it's going to take us a really long, really long time.
Yeah, but it was a cool thing that they added into one of the games. And the first time it happened, I'm like, who the fuck is this guy I've got to fight? It was really cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping, and my last thing, which wasn't anybody's fault, is the last episode came out 2 days before Loki. And have you seen Loki yet? Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I figure.
So good.
I feel like even if it's bad, Tom Hiddleston and Owen Wilson will make it good.
Dude, I'm not joking. They hit the ground running. Like, if you think, and I said this in the front, I was like, the first episode's kind of the hardest coming back. You're like, we kind of have to get back in the swing of things. Dude, they went right into it. And you're confused.
A lot of stakes in that show.
Dude, and that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't wait. They don't spend time chit-chatting. Like, I mean, they do, but they're trying to figure out certain things. But you're confused. The first episode, you're kind of confused. But so are they. And so you're in it with them.
That's good.
And so that's where I was like, this is good writing, because you're like, what is going on? And they're going,
I'll probably start it next week.
Yeah. Dude. Start it next week. It's good. I might do it depending on how good I was going to do. I talked about it last week, and then I might do a podcast on the season finale. Maybe I'll have you come back on if you keep up with it. And we'll chat about that.
Oh, it's Marvel. You know, I'll eventually catch up with everything.
Yeah. I'm so
busy. It's been a busy year. I haven't been like paying attention to anything.
It has not been a busy year for me. So I've paid attention to everything. anyway, speaking of busy years, dude, enough of the Star Wars. Let's talk about some real good writing.
Sure.
You've got a project you've been working on. Sure.
That's really good. Thank you. Thank you.
No, man. Well, I know about it because it's out already. You've got a thing. Do you want to tell me about it? You want me to introduce it? Tell me about the project you're working on.
Sure. So I started writing a project last year called Wasteland Free Radio Writing. I started writing it in 2020, actually.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because I had nothing going on and the world ended.
Yeah.
So Wasteland Free Radio. It is a post-apocalyptic evening radio show that takes place in a place called the Radlands, and there's robots, and there's meteors. I mean, there's every form of end of the world scenario I'm gonna try to put into the story.
Very cool.
And there's one episode out. It's called Wasteland Free Radio, and the pilot. Great title, I know.
Yeah. Well, no, I think that's. I mean, that's better than anything I could have come up with.
It's always fun.
It would have been weird if you threw a pilot in there. I guess you kind of could.
Lost did that.
That might have been a little too meta.
It was pretty on the nose, yeah.
I never watched Lost.
Oh, there's a...
I'm not sad about that either.
Well, it was a great show. You would have hated the ending. You would have hated it.
That's why I'm not sad.
It's Game of Thrones level bad.
Oh, God. I never watched Game of Thrones either.
But you've heard...
I've just avoided all that. I'm the kind of guy who's like, when I know something is going to just tank at the end, I'll stop watching it. Dude, I played Red Dead Redemption 2, and my Arthur Morgan still hasn't died yet because I just don't want him to. I just stopped. I was like, he's somewhat healthy still.
I've never played it.
Oh, spoiler alert for everybody listening. Red Dead Redemption 2, you're the main character you're playing, gets TB. And so...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wait, are you playing Doc Holliday? No, what's his name?
No. It's a fictional. It's its own IP.
Oh, he had emphysema. I'm sorry, not tuberculosis. Doc Holliday had emphysema.
Doc Holliday had TB. I thought he did.
I don't know.
I don't know if I.
My information is coming from Tombstone. That came out in like 1991. So,
I don't know if I know the difference.
Somebody can fact check me on that.
That's fine. Somebody fact check Jeff.
Yeah, fight me in the comments.
And B is Huckabee. They like that. I'm pulling that reference in. Huckleberry. Huckleberry. Jeez, I tried to sneak that in and botched it.
That's why it didn't make sense.
Hey, man, so you started writing this thing back in 2020. What happened in 2020 that made you think the world might end?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a joke there. We all know what happened.
Yeah. Because I've listened to the first pilot. I absolutely love it. Number one, let me say one thing real
quick. Well, you got the beta too. So you have some material that I didn't like leave in it. I edited a lot of that out.
I leaked it on Reddit. Was I not supposed to do that? No, I'm just playing. I didn't leak it.
It's really good.
But yeah, number one, this is what I didn't, because when you first thing I think of when I think podcasts, I rarely listen to I listened to Serial a long time ago, where they were actually story-based, but I never listened to fictional podcasts until yours, where I was like, it's a storyline, not fiction. It's not.
Fiction, yeah.
Yeah, it's fiction, but it's like reading a book. And I know a ton of people that are into those. It's like basically audible. Like you're listening to a book on tape.
The trick is not making it sound like you're reading what you've written and acting it. That's like, and that's weird. I'm not an actor. So I'm doing okay.
But you've also done podcasts before, and that's basically what the character's doing.
Pretty much.
Podcasting in a fictional world.
I had to add a bunch of ums and stutters stuff, because when I was reading it, I didn't make any mistakes.
Oh, wow.
So I just kind of don't finish writing sentences while I'm writing it now. So I just kind of will trail off and finish the sentence on my own.
Do you think that kind of off-the-cuff thing, how do you feel about that?
The first episode was like 6 minutes longer because I just kind of went off the cuff with some things, and it like all ended up being good content. And someone said it was funny. One person said it was funny.
I thought it was pretty
two
funny.
People.
I mean, I don't know about fun. Yeah, funny. Here's what I think about the off the cuff thing, and this is why like when I make notes for podcasts, they're like scribbled down. Even when I do when I do solo ones where I'm like I'm about to rant, I have footnotes. So I just kind of, what's the thing I want to remind myself, but I don't write things out. And here's why I think it's genius. And this is why I think you should definitely keep doing it. Have you ever noticed like when people do, let's take two really good examples, ready? Let's do it. This would be fun. You can tell a difference when people publicly speak, when they're going off script and when they're on script. Let's bring up two great examples. Donald Trump, you know, that guy is like, what do you want me to say? Yeah, I got this. And just crumples the paper, throws it on the ground. And it's like, goes off. But you can also tell, I remember when I was watching live streaming a podcast and they were doing Joe Biden's State of the Union, and someone released the State of the Union out before, and the people listening to him give his speech live were quoting him before he was saying it. And I was like, this is how you can tell. And sure, maybe not everybody can tell you're reading.
He also has a stutter. So if he's reading it, it's probably a better way for him to read it out loud than to go off a cuff.
All right, Joe Biden aside, most politicians, you can tell when they're reading things, but you can also tell when people are being, and that's, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I feel like I can tell when someone's being off the script, which feels more genuine. This is what I was saying about you in the podcast. If you're just like, here's a sentence I know I'm going to get through, and then you just think about it and then speak it out with an or in there, I think that brings people in a little bit more like, oh, this feels real versus, all right, I was going to try voice. So I have a bunch of pastor friends, right? And one of my pastor friends does his sermons, and you can tell he writes his sermons out word for word. Not that they're bad, but you can tell that it was planned and practiced.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean by politicians. And then there's other people who are like, oh, they just wrote footnotes. Like I was like that, where it was just footnotes.
It's like Taika Waititi's writing style, where like he kind of writes out the dialogue, but like everyone just kind of goes with it and has their own kind of meter with it.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. And that's why I think that's wonderful. I love that.
I think he gets out of control with it sometimes because you have characters making very similar jokes to one another, and then it's not believable anymore.
Yeah, kind of like my podcast.
Yeah. Well, Hela shouldn't be making the same kind of jokes as Thor. Like, similar to siblings, I get it. Yeah. There was a lot of it. I still think Ragnarok's like top five, but yeah.
Way up there. Yeah. Matter of fact, did you watch the This Flag Means Death?
I haven't seen all of it. It's great though.
I watched like the first few episodes. I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. Plus, I like
Taika hasn't shown up in it yet. So for me, I haven't.
I haven't gone that far.
I think he plays Blackbeard eventually.
Yeah, he does. Maybe I did get that. I don't know. It was a while back. But yeah, I dig that. But I also think that's what I'm saying when it comes to creativity, especially when it comes to like doing or even writing. I guess reading something out, I think I can tell when someone's reading something out versus when someone goes off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's a little bit more authentic. I think it pulls people in.
Yeah. If you go back and listen to mine again, you'll probably catch where I'm not doing off the cuff stuff versus where I am. But the episode I'm recording this week, I've made it so I have a very, very basic outline of what I'm doing.
Very cool.
And just a couple of sentence starters. And nice. I only have like, I don't know, 10 real paragraphs written.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you method act while you read your voice?
Yeah, I don't shower for like 3 weeks.
So. Yeah,
I make sure I'm sick somehow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I go to my local plant and get radiation poisoning.
Very smart.
And then I record.
Yeah. I dig it, man. Did you ever play, and this is, I actually felt bad when I listened to it because I was like, I love this because it's right up my alley because I played all the Fallouts. Did you ever play the Fallout games? Yeah, okay. I was like, Jeff probably played Fallout. Even when I said that, I was like, because he knows what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah. I love that, dude. I love that whole concept. I love that feel, that post, because if you get a post-apocalyptic world, normally it's just... It died off before any of the cool stuff came in. And so even in your world, like you've got a whole different element other than Fallout of what's going on.
Oh, but yeah. I'm actually trying to avoid like the active nuclear warfare thing because I don't want it to be too close to Fallout.
Yeah. I actually didn't pick up on it. I don't even know if you mentioned, other than the radiation part, it doesn't seem like it was nuclear warfare.
Bombs have happened is kind of
It actually feels a little bit like... hopefully I'm not spoiling because I don't know anything about what the future looks like, but it feels like kind of what we're dealing with now, where it's like not bombs, meteors, mass famine, locusts, electrical grid breaks down, hurricanes and earthquakes all right now, like at the same time. That's kind of the feel I got from it.
Yeah, I'm going to use, like, I'm getting people used to the world, and then I'm going to be introducing more things.
I love it.
Like, one of my favorite movies was Deep Impact.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, here's Deep Impact or Armageddon? What's yours?
Armageddon.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah. Might only be because of Steven Tyler. I don't know. And I like Bruce Willis.
I like good writing.
That was a really good song, though, and that's writing. I don't want to close my eyes. Yeah.
Man, I can't. Dude, it was pretty good. I learned how to play that on the piano.
I don't, to be honest, I don't remember. I do remember at the end of Armageddon, like, that sucks having to make that sacrifice. Don't remember the end of Deep Impact. Which
very similar
didn't
thing.
They come out right next to each other, too.
I don't know which one came out first, but yeah, like maybe within a year.
Yeah.
That's
a travesty right there, because I think about that, like, if you have two movies that are very similar coming out at the same time,
it's tough. Like Ants and A Bug's Life.
Yeah. Oh, that's another good one. I have another good one. This has a lot to do with dystopian futures too. Matrix and Equilibrium. Did you ever see Equilibrium?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Great dude, it movie. Came out the week Matrix came out,
and better than any of the Matrix sequels.
Dude. It was actually, it was, dude, I love.
I don't know which one's better. Probably the Matrix just because of the budget.
I do too. I agree. But you didn't really.
Also, gun katas are weird unless you have superpowers. So
I didn't even know about that until Matrix and Equilibrium came out. But Equilibrium didn't have, they were just like, these guys train. They don't have any super slow down time stuff.
Yeah. Good, good movie, though. I did enjoy it.
Yeah. But that came out the same time too. It got totally blown out of the water. I'm not sure. As far as Ants and Bug's Life blew Ants out of the water.
Oh yeah.
Even though Ants wasn't bad. And that had like top rated.
I don't think I've seen either of them anyway. So
yeah, Ants Life had like top actors as well. Probably more stars in that than the Bug's Life. But it's weird how those things go. It's a bit of a dice roll, and it just seems like whatever happens at the same time, which you never know, you know.
See, so Deep Impact, I love the whole like asteroid thing, because it's like there's no bad guy.
Yeah,
like it's men versus,
oh, heads up,
it's humans versus nature.
It's
an interesting dynamic to see. So I was like, okay, we'll have a meteor crash like already in the show, like easy, everybody can relate to that, there's no weird thing I have to write about. But I'm going to make it weird and throw a metallic egg into the crater.
Very nice.
What's the egg? Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the there egg, David? What do you think the egg
like
is?
A body snatchers kind of situation?
You know what? I don't know body snatchers as much. It's not a body snatcher thing. I can say that much.
Okay.
I'm not going to answer it, though. But what do you think it is?
Well, it's an alien, of course.
Oh, okay.
Well, why wouldn't it be? Dude, if it's a dinosaur, I'm going to lose my mind.
That would be wild, right?
Right? Jurassic Park.
Oh, you know what? That I could pull from. I'm using a lot of the things I like. Like Terra Nova was a show I liked one season.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that, what a cool idea. Like the world ends, but we find a breach in time and go back and start over again. But there's dinosaurs.
Very
I'm not a dinosaur movie guy, but that was really cool. Like I liked the move.
Speaking of bringing stuff in, like, because I like that too. Now I'm noticing, because I know what the things that you're really into, Star Trek aside, but even
there's post-apocalyptic stuff in Star Trek as well. First Contact, actually. Write that one down to watch in 6 years.
Okay, cool.
Actually, you should. That one's the best of the movies. So
First Contact, more like Third Contact. It's going to be a while since I watch it. There's a. And I'm spoiling. Everyone go and listen to this podcast, but there is a character in that podcast that you allude to and very mysterious. And you know what character I'm talking about. I'm trying not to spoil it. I don't want to.
Sure, yeah.
But very Starfly. Firefly. I'm sorry, Firefly.
Oh, Firefly and Cad Bane.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. Yep, right
there.
Yeah,
that's what I was going for.
See, I like that. And you can tell when it comes to, like, what do they say? Like, art is being creative, good art is stealing from creatives or whatever. I don't know what that saying is, but you know what I'm saying.
I think Stephen King said, I'm a big fan of stealing.
Oh yes.
I think it was Stephen King with somebody.
I wish he was a big fan of writing good books.
I wish he could write a book without having to have some weird sick turn in it.
Dude, yeah.
Because what is like 11/17/63 or whatever, Kennedy's assassination that day?
Yeah, yeah.
That book was fantastic, but there was some stupid slasher gore he added to it, and it was really dumb.
Oh, I might like that then. I don't know. I didn't
It's on Hulu as a James Franco starring show, so like, just go watch it. A great adaptation.
This is going to be super weird. The only Stephen King book I ever read. Well, no, there's two. I didn't make it through the second one. The first Stephen King book I ever read was Atlantis something. What was that book?
Don't know.
Something
it.
Atlantis. They made a movie out of it. Had Silence of the Lambs guy, whatever his name is.
Oh.
Anyway, but it's Hopkins, tied. But Hopkins. But it's tied, and I found out they didn't allude to this in the movie till I read the book, and then I was like, oh, it's interdimensional, and it leads right into the Dark Tower. So I started reading the Dark Tower series.
Well, a lot of his books are in Derry, Maine, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a part of the world. And they came out with that TV show. Wait, maybe that was a different... I'm thinking of something different. Never mind.
I've read a bunch of his stuff, but...
I haven't read much. But anyway, screw Stephen King. We're talking about Jeff Pitcher.
That's here. Right. The real artist.
So you started writing this. Did you... Because I know you've written books. And so was this starting off like, I'm going to write a book? And then you were like, why don't I podcast this thing?
I have so many post-apocalyptic story ideas.
Okay.
That I don't remember where this one exactly came from.
Very cool.
But like my original idea for it wasn't nearly as fun as this. It was a lot more dark and... kind of not good.
Okay.
But I'm
this one's fun.
It's like, fun. You can tell it's fun. It's been described as a jaunt.
Oh, okay.
I love that.
Okay. I think that.
Yeah. It's it was probably the spring of 2020, like May, June. And I bought the domain. I was like, this is a really good idea. I'm going to buy this domain so I have it. And like, I never put money into something until I've already put work into it. And that was the first time I ever did that. WastelandFreeRadio.com is not currently up and running.
Yeah,
it's just.
But at least you own it.
Yeah, so I can build it when I want. And I just kind of like started writing it. And I just like did a quick demo into my phone. I was like, this is kind of funny. But like, I'm reading it like a news reporter. I need to not read it like a news reporter. And like, I started working on that. Realized I need to have other characters. I can talk about other characters, talk about events like I was just there or like I'm being notified by someone else, like the local authorities.
Yeah, I dug that.
Also, I've got to give props to Welcome to Night Vale for like starting this format.
Okay, what is that?
If Stephen King and Neil Gaiman like made a community and like let AI generate the rest.
Oh, rad. Okay.
It's wild. That's not what happened. It's by real authors, real writers, Joseph Fink and someone else. They're really good. So they kind of like, they do this. There's one called Wolf 359. They do it. Very cool stuff. This is already a format. I bet I can make this happen, but I was trying to make it a little more, just fun feeling, and I'm a load of fun. I'm just a ball of happiness all the time.
That's to be honest. I mean, you're a funny guy, and we've always funny. And I always thought you were funny, but I wouldn't have pinned this as like a I don't know, a bit of
it's not really a comedy, but it's
that kind of fun.
I'm probably going to lean into satire with it because. Yeah. Because I love Star Trek and I love Marvel and I love being able to use art to like make finer points.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. Well, that was kind of where I was going to ask you about, because as you begin to write this, it was 2020, and to be honest, things haven't really shaped up that much better. And the road we're going down doesn't seem to be.
Oh, but yeah. Everyone's life changed in 2020, and like mine really changed. Mine's completely different now.
But I mean, even at that particular moment, you could have went like, well, this is a dark place. And a lot of people did. Like, my art didn't really go any darker. I like that you were like, I want to make this funny. Because
at least fun.
At least fun. Yeah. Because, I mean, what do you do? What do you do, man? All right, so here's a good example. So this weekend, I paid attention, but I was like, I can't really pay attention with like the Israel-Palestine conflict stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus the war stuff that's already happened, Ukraine and Russia. Like, it's always been this whole weekend was nuts on Twitter. Like, it was nothing but my
favorite. Oh, I haven't even looked at it. I know what's going on enough to be like concerned.
World falling apart. Like, horrific worlds. Like, this is probably, if I was going to be honest, man, this is probably the closest I've seen to World War III, I think. I don't know. I don't know anything about geopolitics.
If this had happened like 2 years ago,
yeah,
that would have completely erupted.
We're going to talk about that here in a minute too. But here's what
I'm not super up on global politics though, so I may not have anything to offer.
I am super dumb when it comes to that stuff. Full disclosure. But this whole weekend, I was looking at that, and I was like, this is nuts. I'm going to do a podcast and rant about Ahsoka. I actually thought, dude, do I just not? Because this is weird. Because when everyone's like, have you seen this? And this isn't, we need to fight. And then
give us
and then
something.
My,
give
all
us
of a sudden, my Twitter
reprieve.
Feed, like, do you guys hate Ahsoka too? Like, that was, so if you follow me on Twitter, it's just like, death, war. I hate Ahsoka. Death. And so
I think I logged into Twitter once this year, and I think you liked whatever I said. And that was like all that. I haven't looked at anything.
That's fine. But that was kind of my point of being like, what are you doing this? And I remember people talking about 9/11 and like canceling things immediately after. And then SNL came back on. They're like, we have to laugh. Like there's, mm-hmm. you have to do something. You can't the world cannot just be like that. And that's why I like the idea of the post-apocalyptic thing.
Especially during the pandemic.
Dude, and that was the first time, to be honest, like other than atrocities and hurricanes and 9/11 and all this, the war in Afghanistan, all this stuff, that was the first time it felt like it hit globally home. Like it was just something everyone was dealing with simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And that could be super scary. Like I remember being like, this is because I'm always thinking like, I mean, right now I'm still doing it like World War III. Like I'm always like, what's about to happen? And other than getting in like the giant shift of financial wealth from one group of people to a tiny percentage during the pandemic, mm-hmm. other than that being like a horrific thing that no one talks about, it was what do you do for fun? Like, what do you do now?
And then, if you're Jon Favreau, you put a studio in a garage and you make The Mandalorian.
That's a good point too.
And we survived because of the Mandalorian.
I think Mandalorian, WandaVision, and ready for this one, Tiger King. I chalk a lot up to Tiger King.
I heard a lot of people liked that. I never watched any of it.
It was so good. You would halfway through, you're like, this is a joke, right? No, this is real. Okay.
I will never get that far into it. It's not, I'm not a reality TV kind of dude anyway. So like, that's not my bag at all.
I got a buddy, and that might happen. I got a buddy who does a podcast, and he had Tiger King on his podcast, calling from jail. And I was like, yeah, I guess I could get his number. And I was like, should I put him on the podcast? But he was running for president, so I know all he'd want to do is pitch his like presidential run.
I thought he was dead.
The main guy, what's his name?
Joe Chaos Exotic. Or something? Joe Chaos. No, Joe Chaos is was a music promoter in Albany in
Oh, I was about to say, do you remember that whole like time where they kept making parody movies of like real, like Scary Movie was mm-hmm. a parody of like Scream?
I have to watch Disaster Movie for research because I'm sure they have great ideas.
Is that a new one? They still do parody movies?
It came out
movies?
A number of years ago, I think, but it's like, it's a natural disaster movie. So it's like earthquakes and all that kind of stuff, but I've never seen it. So I don't know, but I need to watch it just so I make sure I'm not making the same jokes they make.
Yeah. Oh, that's another good point. But I was thinking the Joe Chaotic. That's just the parody version of Joe Exotic. But I thought about having him on. It's only, you can only do 15 minutes at a time because he's calling from prison.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my problem is I'd want to talk to him about his life, and he'd be like wanting to talk about it. And I don't want to waste his time if he wants to talk about the presidential. I'm not very political, so like, what do you? It wouldn't be that great.
Also, I don't want to give him a mouthpiece either. Like,
oh, I would love to. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's running for president, dude. He's got a freedom of speech and freedom of reach.
That's wild. I will. I do have a. I do have like a presidential race kind of thing set in the story.
Very
for
cool.
Whistling for Radio at some point, but I don't know how far I'm going to go with that.
Do you think, are you going to kind of steer it towards the Idiocracy kind of feel to it?
No. It'll definitely go a little more. I'm gonna steer it in the direction of like making it feel like the stakes are real and So the mysterious badass that showed up, can I cuss on this? I don't know if you have any rating. Okay, cool. I know you're not worried about me cussing, but like for ratings or whatever.
What ratings?
That's fair. Hey, but I had 44 plays on my show for the first week. I did it.
That sounds great.
10 was my goal.
10 was your goal? That's good. If I was me, I'd barely make your goal. That's my normal run. Anyway, so, So you're actually, so it's fun and it's kind of playful, but
and
you're also
and the characters are going to have relationships with each other. So, I have right now Weatherbot 95 who couldn't get a hold of.
Are you going to do voices?
I'm not doing voices. I'm bringing in people. You don't actually know who you're playing yet.
I don't know. Oh, speaking of which, if you guys love this podcast, like and subscribe to Jeff's, because you'll be like, I recognize that voice at some point in time in the future.
Right, yeah. And
or maybe you won't recognize that voice. Might be doing like a Cockney accent. Like, good day, mate.
It's a good thing I don't speak in my normal register when I'm being my character, because our voices are like very similar in timbre.
Oh, me and yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a good point.
I speak higher in the show. So I can EQ it so there's space differently and stuff like that.
I cut the man bun off, dude. For anyone watching this on YouTube, we really do look like brothers now.
Can you see your head? Like, let me see. Wow, that's wild. My hair used to be just like that.
I've got that late 90s kind of Jonathan Taylor Thomas haircut now.
I just got my haircut maybe a month ago, but I was growing it out.
Yeah.
And I had a longer beard as well. I'm going with the closer cropped. I also lost like 65 pounds. So like I'm trying to frame my face a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that works too.
So Weatherbot 95 is going to be played by a friend of mine who I think you may have met. I'm not sure. Caleb.
Yeah. I've met Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah. So he did my art. He did the art for it.
I love that. Yes. Even the art though. Even the art. Yeah, it's like, man. Dystopian, but it feels fun. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's purple and gold. You know, it's.
How do you go wrong?
Yeah, it's bright. It's kind of royal looking. My hair is getting in my face. It's really annoying. It's also my high school colors. So like, it's a real cool. And I've loosely based the town off my hometown.
Okay, cool. Right.
Yeah, I have a world map and everything.
I do like that, and I think, and this is where, you drew a world map?
Little spoiler.
You Tolkien'd it, dude. Very cool. I can't see it. It's white oblivion. Right. I'm gonna take your word for it.
No, this is a little Easter egg for people who.
Oh, now I can see it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rad.
That's all you get, though. That's all you get.
You're going to put that up on the socials and stuff?
At patreon.com/wastebandlistenfield. I can't say it. It's not running yet.
Capitalism, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I figure I'm saving all my notes and stuff like that so I can like share details with people who are really investing in it and stuff like that.
I dig
that. But my partner Shannon, she's going to play a character. You're playing a character. Kayla wants to play a character. Your wife.
Yep. Yep.
I don't have one written for her yet. I'm not sure yet. But
she said if you want somebody. I mean, obviously I have the equipment, thanks to you, and so we're good to go.
Right. This is sponsored by
this sponsor. This podcast
that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, for real? Well,
Apex is done. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this all my equipment I've been doing this podcast is because of Jeff. So
I can't believe that. The 2009 Mac Mini is still running.
Dude, it rock and rolls.
It's wild.
It's a beast. I love that. It's a beast.
Yeah, Apex is done though. My work husband Dylan is moving to Arizona. He's got it looks like he's getting a really good job that he's really qualified for, and I'm really pumped about it.
Right.
So Apex is done, but I'm still doing audio and that kind of stuff.
Right. Right.
I can work like 4 days a week, and like that's all I have to do. So the rest is creating.
All right, well, I'm definitely not signing up for your Patreon if you're rocking 4 days a week. No, I'm just playing.
I'm not living large yet.
You mentioned earlier, not on the podcast, but to me personally, is season one. So you've got even further past season one.
I have at least three seasons. I can finish it in three if I need to. I might just keep going with it for fun because like I have the sound library already. I'm not going to have the audio stuff. So
yeah, yeah.
As long as the following stays where it is,
yeah, yeah,
I'll still do it just to tell fun stories to my friends. You know, it's cool.
Well, I got one more question for you, and then we can move on from this.
Sure.
What do you like better? Because I know it's somewhat writing too, but which one do you like better? Do you like sitting down writing books, or do you like doing it the audio version?
I like the creation of the story more than the production of the story.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I have. I actually started writing. I started writing a book. In this world, but like not in this town, like hundreds of miles away, just to kind of help me develop the world a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now I was like, oh, that's how that can tie in. That's really cool. I can use this
world building. Yeah,
yeah. But I run into this problem where that's all I'll do.
Dude, I do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, you had like a game system you were developing, like a tabletop.
Yeah. Me too. The problem with that thing is, and I talked about, I was like, I can, because I've organized all my projects and just kind of slowly. not knocking them out, but streamlining them. So my art is pretty much a well-oiled machine when I get to it. So mm-hmm. I have it like...
And it's fantastic. I'm going to be hitting you up for... I talked to you about a commission a while ago. I'm going to be hitting you up for that for sure.
Let's do it up. But I have that. I have the podcast. It's based... This whole system I have now, it takes very little time. It's easy. Mm-hmm. I have all my stuff lined up. And so I've just learned... This year was all about getting things set up. My website is just about done editing, where it makes it simple and easy and organized.
Yep.
And then all my merch.
It's like about building systems.
Exactly. And so I'm wasting very little time, so I can do more. And so that's when I was like, well, I about got this set up. Do I jump into the game? But I realized the game's going to require probably all of my time, unless I pick up somebody else in the world who wants to kind of take, because there's a lot of writing involved. There's a lot of getting out there and playing it mm-hmm. and then doing cons.
You want to help test each other's game systems?
I'll love that.
I'm in. Yeah. And if you want to send me notes on it, I'll send you mine.
This is behind the scenes sausage making. We're making sausage.
We are. It's like a blood pudding. It's not crazy.
Oh, God. Side rant. Have you ever had blood pudding?
No.
Dude, it's so gross.
I'm going to do it someday.
I don't know how.
I plan to go to Scotland in the next couple of years. Or I would do the whole UK. Blood pudding's a thing up there, right?
Oh, dude. You can get it here.
Nah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the right way.
All right. Well, whatever.
Gonna be with my people when I do it.
That should be illegal here. They should not be able to sell blood pudding here. It's gross. All right, so let's talk moving on from the podcast, because you are been thinking obviously post-apocalyptic.
Oh, forever.
I've been so not like I'm not a fear monger kind of guy. Like I'd have no sponsors. It's like Patriot supplies and buy this cancer food. I do have supply food though. Because I've always been,
I don't anymore.
Well, yeah, you just moved, hard to keep up with that stuff. But I even thought about doing a segment on the podcast called Prepping with Dave, because I might be turned into a prepper, but not because I'm like, well, no, there's a little bit. Even during COVID, I was like, I got an escape plan. I'm the kind of guy, because I've lived kind of a weird life where I've always been like, how do I get out of a tight situation? Not that I'm like ex-CIA or a secret spy, but I've just
sure
been like,
you're not.
How do I have to stay with my friend on his couch for 3 weeks. If I need to get up and go, I need to know, stuff like that. Like it's always been a bit.
Oh, I usually have a go bag. I don't right now, but
stuff like that. Yeah. And so I was like, well, it'll be fun to do it on the podcast, but even this year. All right. So here's the other thing I'm thinking about doing. And I almost drew it up because I have it. It's a whiteboard and it's my 2024 bingo, right? Sounds funny. It's a bingo
like a
card.
Serial killer.
No, it's a bingo card for my predictions for 2024 because it's an election year. We saw what happened last election year. Not saying that anything was planned. Wink, wink. It was a weird year. Let's just be honest. And it's already off. My bingo card is filling up. It's not even 2024 yet, dude. I've got a race. Like,
you should do like a March Madness bracket.
I should. This is crazy. And so that I've actually thought about adding that to the podcast, of being like, here's the things I think are crazy things that could happen. They're not gonna. That's the funny of it. It's a bingo card because all these things are unrealistic, except when I start marking them off. So how serious do you think it could get this coming year? Or am I just a lunatic and spends too much time on the internet?
I don't know. I haven't been paying close enough attention. I used to really know these things and like really look at it, but
too busy being non-busy.
I'm not going to go into why I haven't been paying attention.
No, it's fine. No, that's fine.
You know.
Well, here's the things about paying, because even my wife's like, you got to quit. And I was like, but I'm not, it's not a thinking about the future and being like, this is going to get great. It's not, it could be a hobby,
Here's
you see how I'm trying to cope over here.
Right, I'm going to turn this into a deconstruction podcast, if that's cool.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Christian deconstruction.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
this
sure,
is how it ties into the end of the world. Pretty obvious.
Okay.
We were obsessed. We were rapture obsessed when I was younger. Everyone was like, when's the rapture going to happen? We have the Left Behind movies. By the way, going to have to use some of that crap in the...
Dude, that's awesome.
It's going to be...
Dude, if...
Which is why it's going to be fun.
I've got Christian ties. You want me to get Kurt on the phone? See if
dude,
you
know
voice.
I made my living in the Christian music scene. Like, that's how I learned my trade.
You know, more people than I
can
do.
Get people if I need them. But no,
dude,
that's okay.
Cameron, you would recognize his voice. He would be a great addition.
I don't. The only way I'll use AI if they're recreating his voice. That's the only way I'll do it. But I don't.
That's a whole other.
I don't
topic,
want Kirk
dude.
Cameron anywhere near this.
I got to sit down and have talk to you about AI.
We need a whole whole episode on that.
Because I was tempted on using it for this stuff, and I was like, "Do I?"
I was going to use it for some art stuff, and I'm like, "You know what? No. I'm going to pay artists to do their stuff."
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, well, I have no money, so I guess I'm doing it. And so I just started doing everything myself.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, everybody, buy a T-shirt.
Support David's store. I've bought stuff from him before, and it's you made the custom the Keyblade thing for my business partner Jordan.
He
loves it. It's good. Up on his wall. It's awesome.
Good. Most people like my stuff.
But you're good at it. You're great.
A little bit.
I think so. But
better at it than I am at podcasting, let's be honest.
So the connection between I'm just waving my weed pen around. I need a fidget toy. Here we go. Got it. Fine. So we were obsessed with that. So like the end of the world was constantly at hand in the Christian world. And I left the Christian world years ago, but that's still there.
In you or in just in people?
In me. Like I still love the end of the world and fixated on it. And
well, you're doing a whole project about it.
Right. And there's a movie that I really love and it's not very good. I watched it again last year and I was like, I can't believe this is one of my favorite post-apocalyptic movies. It's horrible. Postman.
Dude, I love The Postman.
I know.
It's just really long.
It's so bad, but it's
yeah, it is kind of bad. It's a great movie. It's a great concept.
Well, the book is like four times longer.
I mean, to be honest, the last thing I thought, the world's ended. What's the main, you're going to write a character. The world's ended. Who's your main character? What's he do? Mailman.
Well, you gotta make him be a wanderer because then you can explore the whole world and then you have he's a wanderer. Why is he wandering? How is he getting away with it?
Secondary. That's not bad. It's a smart idea. Look, the idea and the premise was great. The movie was
has a whole cyberpunk aspect to it. Like it's crazy.
Wow.
So if you're gonna make a movie about the postman, they picked probably the right section to make the movie about. Like
for those who are like, what is The Postman?
Go watch The Postman. It's Kevin Costner. It's 1991.
It's Yellowstone, but he's the only one there.
It's really good. It's him and his mule.
Yeah.
Great movie. I
thought it was good.
But like looking back at it, it's paced really terribly. And there's just like, they do these weird slow motion zoom things where the resolution falls apart. And it's not good.
I love it. But you didn't have to do much because you could just ride the Kevin Costner wave because that was around like Field of Dreams, Waterworld.
Well, then Waterworld came out, which is terrible, really bad.
But the premise, dude, it blew people's minds. I mean, it blew my mind. I was a kid.
Oh, I loved it as a kid. I watched it again when I was like 23. I was like, okay, this is in the $2 bin. Okay.
Dude, the idea that they're trading sand and they're like, and you're like, this is mind blowing. And then you get to the spoiler alert for anybody who's not seen the wall. You get to the end.
Nope. Let them watch it. Let them watch it.
Whatever. Great. I thought it was a great movie. Great.
Good reveal. Solid reveals.
Oh, very good. Yeah. But you know what? It also kind of makes you feel like Mad Max at SeaWorld.
Yeah, exactly. I have to watch Fury Road. I haven't seen Fury Road yet.
I haven't either.
It's like if Burning Man was a war, is it kind of what it looks like?
Well, this year it kind of was. So
what I heard, people were stuck out there for like a week. I have like the Postman kind of idea going into it, and I was like, okay, this is one of my favorite worlds. The story's not great, but the world is cool. What other ones are there? I'm like, okay, I have The Matrix. I've got a couple of specific Star Trek episodes, Firefly, like all these kind of all these things. I kind of threw them into one thing. I'm like, this is a I can just keep going with this.
Yeah.
And
a lot of themes behind that you can pull into.
Yeah. And I've got like I said, I've got at least three seasons. I think I'm gonna do 8 or 12 episodes a season.
Very cool.
Depending on how well packed I can make them.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna go over 20 episodes though, because I don't wanna be a dick.
There was one thing I wanted to mention for anyone listening. This is probably on my top of what you did, and I absolutely love the concept. But because it's like talk radio, and the main character is like speaking into a microphone that he's set up like a station so he can reach out outside the city, and it's all wasteland wanderers. The premise is funny, like I don't want to give it away, but things that are normal to them, are not normal because you're in the past, whatever. But at the very end, like a good talk radio, you play music, but you actually get locals and their songs, and you promote them through it. I love that. Anytime you take an artist and what they do and bring them in, and you can add to that, I love that stuff, man. Collaborating, bring it, and just it's artists helping artists out, dude. Chef's kiss, man. I loved it. That was great.
I'm so happy that like you that you really like that, because
oh yeah,
when I was playing music, I always wanted to like bolster my music industry around me. Like I learned how to do audio. I have audio. Let's just go run shows. Doesn't matter where they are.
Yeah.
Put us in a gymnasium. We'll make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really didn't pan out as well as I had hoped. It's like I still want to bolster and help the music industry, and I'm only like a pretty good musician. Like I can play, but like I know how good I am.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to try to make a real living out of it, but I like yeah. I want to be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my friend Matt's band 1187 is the intro music, the outro music, and all the stuff in the background for the first episode. And rad science was one of his albums actually.
Oh, okay.
So it's a huge influence on the show. I'm sure he knows that. But he told, yeah, man, use my stuff for whatever you want. So he gave me all the songs without the words to them. And I just kind of like use them. So the whole first season is going to be his music.
That's awesome.
Then I have the featured artist at the end.
That's a really cool. I love that.
And, so the first band, yeah, Universe, is my buddy Nick's band. I'm friends with a bunch of people in the band now. And, they actually have a song called Wasteland that I might use later as well.
There you go. I mean, that's somewhat fitting if you think about a band at that time in your story. What are they singing about?
These are songs pulled from the retro resequencer. So these are actually bands from the past.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah.
I will have like live musicians doing stuff at some point for something, but I want it to be strictly on acoustic guitar or something that doesn't require electricity.
That makes sense.
Or if it is on electricity, it's got to be synth based.
Gotcha.
So that's,
that makes sense,
right? So I can have some of the cyber stuff coming into the world and like the dirty Firefly kind of, it's an acoustic guitar with strings that haven't been changed in 5 years.
Yeah. Somebody in the background hitting a trash can with a wrench.
Could do that. Could have Stomp. Yeah.
Stomp. Oh, bring Stomp back, dude.
Really be awesome.
What happened to Stomp? What happened to it?
I don't know.
That was a big hit. That was kind of like Beanie Babies.
They made more money though. They made less money.
Made less money. But could you imagine there's still people out there with Beanie Babies? Could you imagine there's still somebody out there jamming Stomp in their stereo while driving?
There's I played a piece called Stinkin' Garbage, and I saw a photo of when we played it. It was it was trash cans, and it was Broomhilda was with Brooms as well, Sweet Brooms, based on Stomp stuff. Very cool. So I want to have independent artists. They're local to me because that's just like who I know right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But as the podcast grows, I hope I will get like submissions from people. And that's one of the things, like, I don't really have a Patreon, but when I do, if you're on it, like, send me your bands.
Very cool.
If you're in a band and it has to sound good, done, it can't be a demo.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's got to fit the vibe, you know, because I got a lot of friends in bands that I just can't use for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all my friends in hardcore bands, I'm not putting hardcore on here. I'm sorry, guys. It's about the end of the world. I want it to be comforting, kind of, or just sad, not angry.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. Yeah, I could see that now. I wouldn't have put that together, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because even the whole feel of it, your character, the main character, he's talking in a very chilled, like it's late night. Kind of, I wouldn't say NPR-ish, but kind of jazz,
a little
live
bit.
Talk kind of feel to it.
It's kind of like college radio.
Yeah, college radio. It's very like soft, and it's very like, hey, I'm gonna tell you the news, but you're also describing things. You're like, that's kind of horrific. Yeah. That's kind of bad, but it's in a nice subtle tone. Yeah.
And the way and I say it, it's fun. Like it doesn't surprise the character.
Yeah, but it surprises you listening.
For me, I'm not an actor, but when I was writing these things, I was like, yeah, it's totally normal to this guy that like he's heard that the Chevy Corsica.
Yeah,
thing.
I love that.
That's actually, I think I'm gonna have a running bit in there. I'm just gonna like sprinkle in Easter eggs from earlier episodes.
Very cool.
And I'm gonna have probably three continuous plots and then new things added every episode.
Very fun.
What constructive criticism do you have for me? Give me something I didn't do well.
Oh,
I'm not like, you know, catch me doing something wrong. What didn't I do well enough? What do you think?
I sent you a list, didn't I?
In the demo you did, but not of the polished episode.
My problem is all the constructive things that I had for you. This is going to sound like a cop out because I didn't actually think of any. I've already sent you the list, but they weren't like do this. I said these are the things I would add. Like I want to know more about the main character. I want to know more about the town he's in, and I want more personal to it instead of so much. I'm almost now the more even after the pilot came out, I'm less concerned about how they got here and more about how they live during it.
I got that.
And I think that's the thing that intrigues me more. I might be just a weirdo psychopath where people are like, wait, how did they get, can you tell me more about the meteors and stuff? But I'm not.
Well, since I have the retro resequencer and he's always looking for old data tapes.
Yeah.
You're going to get some history that way. So I kind of subliminally answered part of that. Like, this is the mechanism we're going to use for seeing that. And in the second episode, I do mention he says something like, and I've been digging through these old data tapes to see if I can find out what actually happened.
Very cool.
The world ended so well that we don't remember what happened to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, actually. That's a great idea. See, that's my constructive criticism. I don't really have one because all those things are. Plus, it's the pilot episode.
You're going to learn more about the characters as you go. Yeah,
I'd like for you to just do better. How about that, Jeff?
Just do better.
Can
you make your voice better?
Can you just not be in it? Can you hire somebody else?
I would listen. If someone can sound just like me, I would 100% have someone else do that.
I personally don't think it would work that well.
I want my brother on the show at some point, and he and I have a really similar voice. I just have more of a lisp than he does.
Yeah. Well, you could. Oh man, that wouldn't work. I was thinking he could be the Deadpool inner thought, so this person could hear you talking to yourself in your head. But that wouldn't work on a radio thing.
You wouldn't be able to hear me into the mic if it's just my voice talk, unless the character was like split.
Unless you had a chip in your head, it's future.
Oh,
you chip, and so people can just hear you. Hey,
have you been reading my notes?
Oh no, really? My bad. Spoiler alert.
I mean, any avenue of like futuristic world is kind of like explorable in this. Oh, Dollhouse is another one that really influenced this.
I'm trying to think of my. No, I don't know that one.
Same guy that did Firefly, Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Scandal
How's
noted.
He doing?
He's been blacklisted.
What's he up to? What's he up to these days?
I guess people didn't like that he was abusing women, and he doesn't get hired anymore. So,
but I mean, come on.
No, it was going on for a long time, but his show Dollhouse had like two post-apocalyptic episodes, and they were perfect, and they are influencing this to an extent too.
All right, so this is again, it's not a criticism; it's something you can. Why are we doing this? This should be a phone call. this is not fine. Here, Jeff, let me tell you about what I ate today. Here's what I would. This is something I do like because it's up my alley. And it's not really been done from what I've seen futuristic post-apocalyptic stuff. Well, now I'm trying to think if I have.
Okay.
Cryptids. Throw a werewolf in there. Throw a vampire in there. Throw a Bigfoot dude.
I've thought about it. And like, you get zombies.
Oh, okay. There we go. Yeah. That's good enough for me.
You'll notice. No mention of zombies in the first episode.
Yeah.
I think zombies have been played out.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm going to use them when I want to use them.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
You should have them like pulling carriages.
Or run for president.
Dude, see, now we're having too much fun.
I'm not actually doing that, though.
This is we're going to save this for the phone call afterwards, because I might steal some of these ideas from my own stuff.
Go to Jeff and David at Patreon. And you can pay to...
I actually need to do...
You can listen in on our phone calls.
That's it. It's just me. I don't know if you know this. I've been recording our phone calls for like 3 years now. Just been getting money on Patreon from
us. I should have known.
Anyway,
it's the weirdest OnlyFans I've ever heard of, David. Just recorded phone calls.
It's just our phone calls, and I just post pictures of my feet. People love it, dude.
It's just us bare feet talking about Star Wars and why it's meant for like young people now. We're just old men, man. That's all it is.
We are. I think that's what chalks up to being. Here's the cool thing about most of my friends, dude. Most of my friends, you know, are I have them on the podcast a lot because they're always doing cool stuff. And I think that's why it's hard for me to even critique most things. Like, unless you, like, I had a friend who's writing a book and he hit me up. He sent me his first, you know, chapter, first draft. He's like, what do you think? And I softly said, these are just the things that I saw. And here's what I want, where you want left me wanting. But just the fact that all my friends do creative stuff, and I friggin' love it. But going back to, you know, the future and what the next year, however crazy it gets, I dig it, because all my friends are still going to figure out, like, even during the 2020, we didn't know what was going to happen. I just kept rocking with the podcast, doing art. I didn't do any art shows because I was like, are we ever going to have art shows anymore?
Yeah. And
I
just, Caleb and I were doing the High Ground back then. So we were still cranking that out all the time.
I changed my whole model to just selling online, and I'm still stuck with that. And so I think people evolve, but I don't want to say this because I don't want to insult anybody, but I don't care about insulting people. I think there's a specific thing that I've noticed from doing this podcast and talking to creative people. If you put them in a hard spot, like whatever happens in the future, I mean, I'm not saying it Walking Dead style, but creative people always seem to think about how to make their way through it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the thing that you started. And I just love that, because I keep talking to people who are like going through, you know, whatever they're going through at the time, and like, hey, I got this difficult situation in my life. And now I'm just writing about it. It's like, boom. I mean, it's just this is what creative people do. So.
I started writing music this year. I wrote my first song in like 10 years. And it's been a tough couple of years. Song. It's actually pretty good. I played it at Unahog for an open mic of 4 people.
Very cool.
It was great. It's about Skyrim.
I'm going to need to hear this. I'll send that to you on Patreon. Yeah, send
no,
me
out. No, that'll be Patreon extra for my patrons. Free. I can't. Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, they need to pay me $400 a month to get access to that song.
I've got music that I thought about throwing up on there too, but I think I might actually just come up with a pseudonym, which I think I already have, and throw it up on YouTube and not tell nobody. Anyway, Jeff, dude, I love this conversation, man. I hope you had a good time. Will you tell everybody where to go listen, like what it is again, and what you want them to follow?
Sure. So you can find us at Wasteland Free Radio pretty much everywhere. That's on Instagram. There's a link to our episodes there. It's on iTunes, but it's not searchable yet because iTunes is being a little weird, but it's on Spotify. Can you put the link in the description?
Yeah, I'll put it in the description. Yeah. Yep. You can go there and take a look at it.
And I'm at JS Pitcher Media everywhere, pretty much. I don't really use Twitter. You can go there and see me pop in every 6 months.
Yeah. You really aren't on it, which is probably good. That's probably what you're saying. Yeah. It's probably why you're not prepping like I am. I've got.
I used to have a 6-month supply of food. Oh yeah. I also give tips for how to survive the end of the world at the end of every episode. That's the plan.
That's awesome. Educational and local. See, I love it, dude. And the sky's the limit with this.
My first sponsor is going to be like Prep Box or something too. It's going to be.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I do have an end of the world question for you before we go.
What you got? Yeah. What you got?
You've seen The Last of Us or like anything recently?
I didn't play the game. I watched the series.
I didn't play the game either. In a world like that, zombies are not zombies, but that kind of end of the world scenario, what job do you find yourself in? What is your vocation?
Oh, buddy, probably the same thing I'm doing now, building stuff, building houses. Mm-hmm. That's probably it. Or, you know, I'm a bit of an isolationist. I don't even know if I'd have a job in a community. If I was going to be full on, like, I'd probably be Morgan in Walking Dead, where I'll show up for a season and I'm like, you guys are crazy. I'm out.
You're Frank and Bill from The Last of Us.
Where I would be. I'm not as prepared as Frank and Bill by any means necessary.
I don't remember which one Offerman was, but like he like goes to the natural gas plant and reopens the lines and stuff. Like,
good stuff. Here's one. So I'd probably be building stuff, but chances are because I'm not really, I don't hang out with anybody. So I'm not like, oh my God, I need to see people. And other than the podcast, this is about as much socialization as I get. Yeah. I'd probably fare pretty well just being like, I'd rather just.
Are you going to be a lone wanderer?
I would be Daryl Dixon with a dog, like in that last episode.
I made it to season 5 in that show. And I was like, I called every twist they threw at us. And
dude.
I
picked it up this summer. I talked about it on the podcast. I picked it up this summer and I started. I don't remember season 6 where it gets like you get introduced to Negan, and it is wild. And then there's a part in time where the main character isn't there anymore, and that's when I stopped watching it way back. And so I re-picked it up and I watched it all the way up to that point where the main character leaves this time around, and I just kept on watching it. Not bad. I actually
I enjoyed the show. It just didn't challenge me anymore. You know.
Uh it continued to put you in situations where you had to think about how to, it same as the intro. This is the thing I loved about it, is it kept finding new ways for you to psychologically or philosophically try to work your own way out of it.
I think maybe I've just seen too much post-apocalyptic stuff.
Maybe
just,
that's it.
I'm like, cannibals don't really surprise me anymore. I make jokes about them now.
I haven't seen a lot of them. The only one I was thinking about recently was I Am Legend.
It's a good one.
That was a good one. But other than that, I don't really watch that many post-apocalyptic. I played Fallout and then, you know, your basic, we just talked about it.
Well, you like the Postman and that kind of stuff.
The Postman, yeah, stuff like that. We just talked about that.
I do have a Waterworld aspect I'm bringing into it eventually. But
dude, Waterworld, still, I love Waterworld, so that I'm all for it.
It's a good movie to love, I guess. But I would probably be a storyteller, like a wandering bard that just tells stories.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad. I like to tell stories too, but I still feel like I would probably, maybe a wandering merchant. I could probably pull a merchant off, or I just
could be
show up.
Just a tinker. You could walk around fixing people's stuff. You know?
That's what I was thinking. Like, show up. I need some food. I need some potatoes. Let me re-roof your cabin, and then I'll take some potatoes and head on out of here.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's where I would be.
That's cool. Yeah. That makes sense for you. That makes sense.
Yeah. I think, I mean, we'll find out soon.
Host a radio show.
Maybe you host a radio show. But yeah, we'll find out this coming year. Chances are I'll find out exactly what my occupation is during the apocalypse.
I don't have an emergency plan down here yet. I'm trying to figure out like what I do if the world ends while I'm in New Haven. We'll see.
I'm not a good prepper. I'm about as good as prepping as I am with podcasting. So I'm just scratching.
So you have the stuff you need.
Sort of. No, not really. I just find all the cool stuff. I'm like, I didn't know. Look at this straw. Like, this is a cool straw. And I just bought it. Now I've got a few things, but the only thing is because I've lived through hurricanes in the South before, and I'm still waiting. I'm up here in the Northeast. I'm still waiting for that one blizzard. But
the
like,
worst
you're
get
stuck.
So far is like 3 days of a blizzard. And yeah, if you got to Buffalo, it'll be a little bit different.
I know I'm not going to get anything like that, but I always suspect like what happens when you're stuck in the house for a week.
We had I think it was 2007, February of 2007. Even Albany had like over a foot in one night, and it just like shut the city down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I walked from uptown all the way down to like Pearl Street and like way back up to like Stuyvesant just like for fun in the snow. It was kind of cool.
I hate hills. But yeah, I think about that, and that actually justifies it, so I don't sound like a wackadoodle over here prepping. So I'm like, well, blizzards, guys. But seriously, I don't know. If you would have been like 2018 when I started the gallery, when I had the gallery going. The art gallery, which was how this whole podcast started. I'm doing the same thing you did. I was like, I love artists. I want to see artists succeed. I've got the space. Let's get more artists in here. Then the podcast was birthed from that. I was like, well, I don't have the gallery anymore. How else can I promote other artists' podcasts? Bring them in. We'll just do this.
Man, that's like around the time I left Albany was when you came up and started.
Yeah, I know. It was perfect timing. But that whole if you would have told me, it was like, hey, come 2020, the world's going to shut down. The world, not just your town, not your country. The world's going to shut down. People are going to be freaked out. You're going to just, it's going to be a wild ride. I would have still been like, I just don't see that happening. So that's my problem, is I lost my normalcy bias back then. And so now every time someone's like, well, that can't really happen, I'm like, dude, I don't know. And that skepticism that everybody could be raptured in a minute, the revelations we're going to get, wars and rumors of wars.
Do you think the rapture is a thing?
I think the rapture is a thing. I don't think we're getting the idea of Christians are like, the world's gonna be bad, but we're gonna zip zoop out of here before it does. I'm like, I just don't Wimps. That part I don't know about. I feel like we're gonna participate a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, right. And of course I have to have like doomsday preachers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Show. Yeah. And that part I'm gonna love.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. I justify my prepping with it. But at the same time, like, I'd rather be the way. Oh, can we talk about this? I know. Who cares about it? It's my podcast. We can go as long as we want.
Yeah.
How ridiculous, because of The Last of Us with Nick Offerman now. So when I bring up where I am politically, and I'm like, I'm pretty much a libertarian, and people go, what is that? Now I have two Nick Offerman references. Parks and Rec and The Last of Us, because he's the same character.
Man,
so now I have two of them.
I was explaining libertarianism the other day, and there's no real There's no real line, and like there kind of was.
Kind of what it is.
But like, there's I'm not really a libertarian. I don't know where I am at this point.
That I said that to a couple libertarians online. They were asking me, and I was like, you know what? I'm not really a libertarian. And they're like, that's like the key word to tell people you are, because everyone's like, you're not. That's the big thing when people get
like labels.
Well, no. Everyone online goes, you're not a libertarian. All libertarians use that as an insult, and I just came out of the gun. But I'm not. I'm not really a good libertarian. I'm not political, so it's not.
Yeah, like I have opinions, but I'm not. The thing with a lot of libertarians is that we just kind of stay away from things. We're like, yeah, I feel this way, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Fairly independent, not very good at collectivizing. Yeah,
but you're also okay with other people being independent. Yeah, don't tread on anybody.
Yeah, but the problem is none of us show up to the meetings, and so I went to the
Libertarian Convention in Fulton County, and there were 9 people there.
Mm-hmm. I've been to the one when they had it up here in Albany. 15 I went to that people. One. Yeah. I was. To be honest, people were like, "Who's this guy? Yeah. He's new."
This is when I stopped caring about politics. It was just wild that this is when I was. When people were like, you need to go vote in the election anyway, vote libertarian. And they're like, but why? It doesn't matter. It's like, no one knows this. Apparently no one pays attention to this. If you get 5% of the national vote, you get federal funding.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
No one knows that.
I knew it was a lot of just trying to get a percentage succeeds you into being able to be on the ballot next time.
Gary Johnson. That's part of it. Yeah. Gary Johnson got to 3.2%, I think. So when Joe Jorgensen ran, I was like, cool. Okay, let's see how this. And she got like 2.6 or something like that. She didn't do as well.
She wasn't super likable, though.
Well, neither was Gary Johnson, but like that was a messed up election anyway. No one was good.
When was it not messed up? That's.
But yeah, nobody was voting because no one thought about that. And if people did, then there would actually be a viable third party, whether it's the Green Party or the Libertarian Party. But no one pays attention to that information. I think about that. But
we'll see, because I don't know if you knew this, but RFK has removed himself from the Democrat ticket. Now he's running independent. So we'll
RFK?
See.
Who's RFK?
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bobby Kennedy? Is he Bobby Kennedy?
Yeah, or, I don't know.
I don't know.
This is how insightful I am. And I've got a list of people who are into politics coming on the my podcast just to be like,
just fast forward to that one.
What are the three branches of government again?
We watched the highlights of the Republican debate the other day, and I'm like, I hate this.
Highlights?
This is terrible.
There's highlights? I didn't even think there was a highlight to it. I listened to the whole thing, and I was it just made me madder. I was like, but the other thing, and I keep everything I heard after that was like, this format is dumb. And I'm like, it is dumb because me and you just sat here for an hour and a half. I know way more. This is how it should be done. This 15 seconds, start your timer, and the person immediately talks over you. Are we really pretending this is serious? And that's my problem with politics now.
Also, like Lester Holt decides who wins or whoever. no shade on Lester Holt, whatever, but
we're all just playing around now. And I think once I hit that point, that's where I was like, I don't even know what to believe anymore. But what I do believe is anything's possible. So hopefully I'll get a sponsor. I'm going to start promoting things to see if they notice and then pick up sponsors. So I get free MREs from Patreon.
David Lilly, sponsored by the Republican National Convention.
Dude, wouldn't that be legit? Hey, everybody, go to the RNC and donate now. Now I need that sponsor.
Don't do that. Don't listen to David. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
What's the R stand for?
Rhinoceros.
No joke. That was a good one. Hey,
That wasn't good.
Dude, thanks for coming on my podcast.
Anytime.
Dude, this is a blast. I'm looking forward to being on yours. And I'm looking forward to everyone going and listening to your pilot, subscribing so they can hear my voice. And then as Jeff has guests that come up, try to pick out which one was me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say it in the credits,
spoiler alert. But
I can't wait for you to find out who you're playing. I know we had the one character in mind, but I
save it.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to doing that. I'll let everybody on the podcast know when that happens. Be like, hey, you guys got, I'm guessing. So you'll be in my prayers and on my podcast. All right, man. I'm gonna let you go.
I'm in.
See you. Cut him off too early. Anyway, Hey guys, thanks for showing up. Thanks for coming to my podcast. Bye. Anyway, thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast. I love talking to Jeff. Jeff is one of my good friends, and he's always doing creative stuff. That's kind of why I knew this was going to be just a good time, you know. And I wasn't even sure if we're going to talk. I knew we were going to talk about Ahsoka, and I enjoy that stuff. And so, super glad. I might actually have him come back on at the end of the season finale of his podcast, just to see what he thought about that and where it's going from there. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. If you like this podcast, like and subscribe. You know the drill. You know what to do. And I will see you back here next time. Bye, guys.